WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
WRWB, was it 249? It's WRUP 244.
489. And what's going on, Jim?
Well, it's just shutting it down. There you go. Not a problem. Full quieting, sound good.
Yeah, you guys were talking about black coffee earlier, and a song popped up in my head, you know, by Squeeze, you know, Black Coffee.
Yep, I started a few years ago. I mean, not that I don't eat sugar or anything like that because of my weight and everything, but I basically started black coffee. It took a few weeks to get used to, but it was really good after a while.
Yeah, copy that. WSHS 567, good morning, channel.
WRUP 244.
Morning, 244. Morning, time stamp. Morning, Mike. Yeah, we were just talking about black coffee. I like my coffee creamy and sweet. I like mine either way, you know, it's like AC/DC.
Gentlemen, I'll be out of the fray for a minute. I'm calling Mom, so I'll be on the phone for a while. WRUP 244, we'll have the radio on, but we'll be back in a while.
All right, we'll catch you in a minute. So what's going on there, Sam? Not much. My big job done. I cannot put my engine bolts in until I get a new pulley. I had to drill the set screw out of it because it was stuck. It broke it, so I had to drill it, so I need to give me another pulley. Then I can reinstall the engine and it can get out of here. It already starts and runs. I started it up last night, so it's good to go as soon as he brings me a pulley. Yeah, copy. Was it for like a log tractor, zero turn, push mower? No, it's a zero turn with the big 22 horsepower engine. You know, it's got pulleys on the back side of it and the front side of it. It needed a stator. The engine had to be uninstalled in order for it to happen, so I got the job done. Yeah, copy. That was supposed to be my KLV 1000 money, but that's going to be my plates and insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The big man mentioned something about that. You want to, you're thinking about, you know, purchasing that. Yeah, it works. It just needs to be dusted off. Anyway, yeah, so.
Oh, no, I'm not thinking about purchasing it. I'm going to purchase it. I just got to take care of a couple of little things before I could purchase it. But I'm definitely purchasing it.
We'll be there. And that thing hasn't moved off that bench in like, oh, I'd say about 5 or 7 years.
I shouldn't have got rid of the one I had. See, I sold the one I had to Paul years ago. I should have kept it.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, I didn't really own one before.
Yeah, remember Lenny was selling one, and he sold me the radio and the amplifier for like $350. I couldn't pass it up.
Oh, I remember that now, yeah. Talking about the gentleman that needed money for beer or whatever, and he sold it for cheap. Yeah, I gotcha.
Well, if you know who gets that, you know who's going to end up with it, and we're going to have problems, so no thank you. I'll snaggle it.
Oh, no, he wouldn't do that. Trust me. Anyway, yeah. Yeah, it should be, I'll be over there today. Matter of fact, I have to go over there and see the progress that's being made on my, what you call it, I brought over there to fix. WRWV 49.
WSHF 567, Sam I am. Wake up, channel. Good morning time. Where is that deuce?
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
Just got my coffee.
Copy on the cup of Joe.
The other radio is really not worth having on anymore.
Talk about that here. Anyway, what else you got to work on today?
Well, hopefully the parts come in for this Cub Cadet that's been sitting here for a month. Well, the customer called me and told me to sell it. Tell him I can't sell it like it is. You got to buy the parts. So I'm going to call him today and get a clearer picture of what this guy's going to do.
Don't you hate when people do stuff like that? They dump it off and say, oh, yeah, I'm going to, you know, get this, that, and the other for it. And then it just sits there, and it's like, well, what are you going to do with it, you know?
They turned me into a storage unit that quick.
Yep, I hear that. Yeah.
I've got a walk behind, an X-mark walk behind, like a 50-inch, 50-something-inch anyways. Customer left it here 3 years ago. Said he was going to pick it up before winter, last winter, or this winter. Never did. I figure it's been here for 3 years. It's probably mine by now.
Yeah, you could claim it as it being abandoned. So I would just take ownership of it and turn around and sell it. You said it was a 50-inch walk behind?
Yeah, it might be bigger, Mike. I think it might be a 54. Somewhere in there, though. But, yeah, it's a nice walk behind. It's the kind where you don't have to use your knee to get it in reverse, right? You just put it in drive, and when you pull the handles, it's automatic reverse.
So it's hydrostatic.
Yeah, but they've had hydrostatic drives that aren't like hydro. I don't know, it's hard to explain. They got hydro drive, right? But they have another one where you got to kick it in and transmission over the first, second, third, you know, or reverse. Them are tough to run.
Yeah, copy.
This one has a gear shifter, but it's on the, up by the handlebars, you know, up top. And all you do is put it in drive. Like I said, when you squeeze the handles, it's automatic reverse. The other one, you gotta shift into reverse. Pain in the butt. Anyways, WSHF 567. Where's that deuce today? Is he, not around, or what's going on? Sleeping in?
I'm cooking the biscuits.
Oh, there he is. Morning time.
Yeah, good morning, Sam. Mike is in there as well, I'm guessing.
Correct, and you have Jim. He's in there somewhere.
Uh-huh. Okay, give me a minute here. It'll be up to Jim 738.
Mike, I tried this radio with that headphone piece they give you for it. I can barely hear the dang on thing. I like it better coming out of the speaker.
Yeah, I never used it. I know it comes with it, but I've never used it. Now, I did get an external mic for my radio. And I use that maybe, I'd say I used it maybe about twice or three times. That was about it.
Yeah, I tried using the headphone setup they give you with this radio. You know, it's a headphone and mic or whatever. You can barely hear anything, man. I just didn't like the way it sounded in my ear.
Yeah. Copy.
How's those raisin cinnamon swirl rolls going this morning, Haney?
Is it raining?
No, it's not raining. I said, how's those cinnamon swirl rolls going this morning, your bacon, Sam?
Didn't know I was.
If you need a coffee, I'll bring you one this morning.
Oh, we're on that. Oh, I see.
All right, anyways, Mike, over to you, Mike.
Yeah, anyway, just on your way to work, huh?
Nah, I quit.
Oh, okay. anyway. Yeah, I don't start work till about 9 o'clock this morning. So I got a little time.
You filthy little quitter, you.
I went back to the dealership, Mike. Now, you got to really work on this one to figure it out. You know, it's an obscure joke, but it's funny if you can figure it out. I went to the dealership yesterday and ordered an extra big rear view mirror.
Sounds like you're extra scared.
Okay.
See, Sam got it.
Oh my God.
It's an extra bigger jumbo size.
Oh my God.
There you go. Yep. She figured it out too. I'm not sure if it was Sam or his wife. I think it was his wife figured it out. Now, you guys shower up and get all dressed up for company this morning.
She just popped out of bed and heard the conversation and chimed in. That's all that was, Paul. She just woke up out of bed and heard the conversation.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, there you go. Anyways, good morning. You know, it could be the last time we talk, Sam. I mean, heck, it was been nice knowing you. You're going to be convinced not to be my friend anymore. That's going to happen this morning at some point.
That's my fake laugh. You're funny, Paul. Nobody convinced me of anything, dude. I'm my own person. And the war that they're fighting has nothing to do with me. You know, your war with Jimbo has nothing to do with me other than these assholes tearing up the channel. Sorry, I said that word. I shouldn't have said that. I forgot where I'm at. Sorry about that.
Yeah. You don't need to go into it. I was just making obscure comments. And I know that, Sam. You are one of the rare ones that I consider a friend, for sure, and there aren't many of them. You know, count how many really good friends that you have in life, you know, and anybody tells you they got 300 of them are probably a liar.
Well, I can tell you like this. I got a handful of friends, but I got one good friend. If I needed $100,000 and he had it, he'd hand it over. You know, that's how good of a friend he is to me.
Could you give me his name and phone number?
No.
Okay, and I'll address the language here from you a minute ago. Normally, I would be concerned with it, but what I've learned out here in the short time I've been listening, I've heard worse, so don't worry about it.
Well, I am worried about it because I don't want to be one of those.
I know. I'm just saying, in general, I've heard worse out here, right? So, based on that, I can't say that I'm worried about it anymore. I particularly don't care to do it. I know you don't. You slipped, whatever. People do slip. But people are very lackadaisical out here with IDing. They make comments. They don't identify their transmitters. You know, I've heard it all. People have gave people radios that don't have license that come in here and talk, right? So, yeah, I've seen it all out here in a very short span. Nothing I would care to partake in, but hey, in the same fashion, I can't ignore it neither.
I get that totally, but I still had to apologize because, like I said, I don't want to be one of those.
All right, Mike, Jim, Pete, Stan.
WSB654 listening, and I got no friends.
QRMers and the people, yelling obscenities in obscure language. It happens.
It does. And I heard Charlie in there. Good morning, Charlie.
Morning, Paul. Good morning, Mike. I think your name is Sam over there. And I have no friends.
Well, you're probably closer to the real count than, and I'm not saying you have zero, but I'm saying you're probably closer to reality than the guy saying he's got 300 good friends, I'll tell you that.
Look me up on Facebook and my friends list says I owe you.
That was a good one.
That is a good one.
All right, I'm doing that battle on the westbound side. Everybody woke up with an attitude out here today.
Yeah, it might have something to do with the phase of the moon, Charlie. You never know.
I copy that. I might be off the air here for a few weeks here soon. They're redoing my street. And they're going to have us parking someplace else. And I don't know that I want to leave my junk in my junky truck. So I'm going to yank it out probably this weekend and do it out until they get my street down there. Roger, over to you, Mike.
Well, all right. Well, you could always bring it inside and, hook it up to a power supply. Try it that way.
Well, I got a base, but I'm talking about the pickup. Like I said, I don't know what their plans are, but they said that we won't be able to use our driveway, and I ain't sure where anybody's going to park, so I don't know where I'll be. I just don't want to leave my junk out here.
Well, Charlie, I have a lot of road noise in the cabin of this vehicle, but I think I got what you said. And I could be wrong, but I just want to tell you that we understand, and you'll probably be okay, and you probably wouldn't be the first one out here on the radio yanking it off. Or did you say yanking it out? I forgot. Maybe I didn't hear you right. What did you say again?
I don't know about yanking it off, but I might be removing it. How about that?
Okay. Oh, taking the radio out so it don't get stolen because you're parking in a remote lot or something. Oh, I misunderstood. You can probably hear the cabin noise in here. I apologize.
Yeah, I've been married a long time. Yanking things off are out of the question.
All right. Mike? Sam? Pete? Stan?
Well, I'll
Mike?
Well, at least you're getting a new street. I'm sure that's going to, you know, raise your property taxes.
Yeah, it's needed. My street's been getting tore up, so it definitely needs it. But it's the pain in the neck that you got to put up with while they're doing the work. How about over to you, Sam, WSBT 754.
I'm just listening.
All right, well then I guess it's my option at this point to chime in. Yeah, so your property taxes probably will go up, Charlie, because, you know, when you buy your house on the street, you know, there's some criteria that these, hey, you know what, I should have a street in fairly decent condition. And of course, they let it go all a heck, right? And then, of course, they get you back to where you should be, and now you need to pay for it again.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? Well, the thing is, I got a school right at the end of my street. The school buses go up the next street over to drop them off, and then they go flying down my street empty, and the school buses pound the snot out of it, so it's been getting pretty bad here recently. So hopefully here in the next few weeks that'll be all through, but they could have done it earlier. And we could have used the school parking lot to park in, but now they're going to wait till school starts. And, you know, the timing's perfect. Go ahead, Mike.
They sure pick a fine time to do road projects. They had all summer, right, they could have done it. And now they're going to wait till school starts? That's going to be a cluster muck. Huh. These planning commissions don't think things through.
Did he say cluster what?
He said cluster muck. Not cluster you know what. But, yeah, isn't that something?
Sounded the same way the second time around. Wow.
I'm with you, Paul. It sounded the same place.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, wow, okay, Mike, well, it wasn't too legible, but I certainly know what it sounded like. Of course, our mind draws it that way, you know, I guess. But anyway, all right, Sam, Jim? Okay, they're probably baking the cinnamon rolls.
I think by now he's being, manipulated.
Yeah, I think I'm due for an ID here, WSHM 738.
WRWB 489.
No, I will too, WSBT 754. Holy smokes, what is with people, man? We're 85, 90 mile an hour, tight pack. All three lanes. Man, everybody woke up with an attitude.
Paul, $815 million, Powerball tonight.
Yeah, Sam, I think I don't pay attention to that stuff, but I did see a sign yesterday that was advertising the one, I forgot which one, the one you mentioned, I guess, 750, so it's getting up there. I'm going to have to buy a ticket.
It's at 815 now, it went up. Yeah, buy a ticket, it won't hurt.
How much are they now? Three, I think they're $4 now, right, or something?
No, $2 a ticket.
Oh, I thought they voted to raise that. It was a mega,
oh,
didn't
the
mega go up to like $5
bucks,
a ticket?
$5. That Powerball's still the same.
Okay, you and Charlie doubled, so I didn't get much anything, but the Powerball's still the same. What was that, Charlie? And then Sam, you take it after Charlie.
Yeah, sorry, Sam. Yeah, I think Powerball's still $2, but didn't Mega go up to like $5?
Yes, you got it right.
Wow, that's crazy. They were both the same price at some point. Jumping from $2 to $5 on the one, that's a pretty big hike.
Yeah, well, I'll drop a couple bucks on it. I mean, I could use that kind of money.
Well, I'm not an let me make sure I got it. I'm not an avid lottery player, right? I'll play it when it gets to things like this every now and then. And I'll only buy one or two tickets, maybe three sometimes. But I virtually don't play at all. That's why Sam, he keeps me in the loop. I know he's a watcher of it. But I don't know, raising the one from $2 to $5 seems like they're trying to cut out their customer base, right? All the people that can't afford it play it. Like 80% of the people can't afford it to play it, you know what I mean? But I look at it like this, with the Powerball for $2 when it's up there at a huge jackpot. I've wasted $2 on other stuff before, right? I can afford to buy a ticket to have a chance.
Yeah, I smoke that much money a day, so it's better to be throwing away on the lottery, I guess, but you can't win if you don't play.
And I'm not going to be a reformed smoker, but I quit a little over 3 years ago, right? Cold turkey and never looked back. And but, you know, I do know one thing. I'm not a reformed smoker, Charlie, but, you know, I'm glad I did. And, you know, when you're ready, you'll do it. Trust me.
Yeah, the day retirement comes and I can't afford the silly things, probably. Over to you, Mike, WSBT 754. I got to put the mic down.
Yeah, looks like I'll have to play the lotto today. Give me a ticket or two.
Yeah, for sure. It's worth a shot, right, for $2.
Definitely worth the shot for $2, no doubt. I mean, you can't win if you don't play.
You are correct, sir.
Yeah, all it takes is one to win, so I'll have to get one today after work.
All right, well, if you guys get one and you win because I reminded you to get a ticket, don't forget about me.
Yeah, I will. What kind of cigarettes you smoke?
I don't want cigarettes, dang it. I need something to enrich my life, not something to take my life. I already got that.
I would never insult you, Sam. I would never give you one cigarette. I'd buy you a whole damn pack.
That's funny.
Get up a carton of smoker's choice, you know, it's cheaper.
I used to buy cartons down in Kentucky for $20 back in the day. I used to bring one back for the girlfriend and her dad, and then me a carton. So and I think that's actually illegal to transport, I don't know, at level of 3 cartons, right? It's not like you're bringing back 3 cases, but yeah, you used to stuff them in my luggage and, you know, fly them right back on to Detroit. Same thing in San Antonio. I used to, they were pretty cheap down there at some point, so, but this is the early 2000s, right? So I'm sure they're not cheap like that anymore.
Yeah, I know, like in Indiana or Ohio, that they got, you know, troopers that watch at the border to see if you're going to, like, the party stores and buying up all the cigarettes, because they know what you're doing.
Yeah, it's interstate, right? So it's state tax, so that's why they guard it. I mean, they're never going to throw cuffs on you for a carton of cigarettes, but... Yeah, what the hell do a carton of cigarettes cost today, Sam, if you had to buy a carton of a premium brand like Newport or Marlboro or something like that?
$130, $140. Mm. Buy 2 packs a day, every single day. On top of my other habit, yeah, it gets expensive.
Yeah, so I imagine a pack of cigarettes is like $9 plus, right? Maybe if you're lucky, $8.50. I don't even know anymore.
$11 to $12 a pack. I spend $10.25 at the smoke shop every day on 1 pack. So it's twenty fifty out the door every day.
Ooh, man. I quit, like I said, 3 years ago, but it went up right after, too. They put a big increase on cigarettes. I said, finally, I was on the good side of it, but, yeah, I ain't ever going back at this point, right? I was amazed on how easy it was, but it's only easy if you want to quit, right? And trust me, I don't dog anybody trying to quit that has a hard time with it, because... you're not really going to do it until you're ready. And when you're ready, trust me, it will be easy.
All right, gentlemen, I'm rolling into the shop. You guys have a good day, and we will catch you tomorrow morning. WSBT 75473.
All right, see you, Charlie, and good morning.
All right, there, Charlie. We'll catch you later. Talking to you, Shirley. WSHF 567. Sam, I am.
And thanks for checking in and getting yourself a cup of the friendly GMRSers. I knew that would help, Mike. All right. Well, anyways. You guys have a good one. I'm about to stop and get my premium brand cup of coffee and probably a chocolate glazed donut this morning. So you guys have a good one from WSHM 738.
738, have a good day. Talk to you later. Okay, we'll catch you later. WRWB 49. Sam, I used to know a guy that I worked with years ago, and he used to smoke 2 cartons a week of Cowboy Reds. Only 2 habits are marijuana and cigarettes. I don't take any opioids, any pills of any kind, except for a Tylenol for a headache, you know? I think I'm doing all right. I don't even use alcohol as a crutch, so... you know, it could be much worse. I could be like my daddy, you know? Could have been one of them, but I beat that monster. Yeah, I copy that.
knowing what I knew growing up about my my father, you know, my dad, that's what kept me away from all the drugs, the hard drugs. I was scared of them. I didn't want to end up like him.
Yeah, copy that. But yeah, that guy I worked with, you know, he ultimately, you know, met his demise because of the 2 cartons a week of coffin nails. But, yeah. But back then, you know, that stuff was cheaper, way cheaper. Now it's like, what? He said over $130 a carton. Used to be back when I was young. A carton of cigarettes was like, what, $40 when I was a teenager.
Life was a lot cheaper back then, a lot cheaper. Glad all my children are grown adults now, and I'm not raising children this time in age. It would be a murder to me with the prices the way they are these days. We're stepping on each other.
Causing some unwanted QRM.
Now, so what it is you guys doubled. He's going through Detroit, you're going through Mount Clemens, you guys doubled when Young Keita almost virtually at the same point, and you didn't realize it was happening. And the other guy from the ex-St. Clair Shores guy that graduated from Lakeview in 1982, SGG, was trying to tell you you guys doubled.
My bad.
Well, nobody's bad, it's a double and you didn't know it, so then it sat idle for a minute. You guys were waiting for each other's response. All right, WSHM 738. And then there's that idiot, WSHM 738.
Oh, I'm going to take a standby here for a minute. WRWB 49. We're standing by.
WRXD 901, WSDY 438, got around, Bill. We'll catch you on the repeater over there in Macosta. WRXD, not WRXD, WSDY 438.
WRXD 901 in the mobile.
On the good, WRXD 901, WSDY 438, and getting ready to leave.
All right, 438 getting up and around, I copy that. And just rolling down M20. Westbound and down.
Well, that was weird. You come in simplex to start with there, and now you're picking up the repeater. that was weird. Yeah, you come in really clear on simplex. Your repeater's a little bit out there.
Full grown bear head eastbound to Shepherd Road. I have problems. You're like close to the repeater. Yeah, beautiful day in the neighborhood. Oh man, two more full grown bears. Eight police. We got three of them on the floor.
Simplex that time, huh? That's weird. This dual band radio there, you got top and bottom there to pick stuff up there, and you're coming in on the 467 instead of the 462.
Man, the repeater all the way in the big mobile. Looking at the road work, but I can't have that out here laying around in the road. Anyway, I'm about my destination. Get that grass mowed. Oh, no. WRX,
D901. Have a good one. WSDY 438.
WSAA 336, monitoring and mobile.
WSAA 336, WSAA 336, you got a copy, this is 8817.
Morning, Mike.
WSAA 336, Chuck, this is WRUP 244, Jim.
Good morning, Chuck, and good morning, Breaking Station. I think I got in there first, but maybe it's still early, and I'm not entirely sure. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Where are you heading off to?
I'm picking my mom's prescription up and then heading to her place. What do you got going today? Just work?
Gotta pull up my calendar. Oh, I have work, and then my son has a soccer game tonight, and I'm gonna go watch him. So, I think those are the two main things I gotta get done today. And I think my new phone's getting delivered today, so that'll be. I gotta do the upgrade at some point. So, three things I gotta do today. You got anything going on this evening?
No, Mom's got an appointment at 2, and then my neighbor will come over. We always get together on Wednesdays and have a fire in the backyard. Just a visit.
Yeah, roger that. Where do you get your firewood at? Because I've never bought firewood before. I've always just kind of had it or harvested it. But I'm going camping this weekend and I'm out of wood. Where am I gonna find a good deal on wood?
Yeah, there was a guy that was right on. Trying to think. I think it was straight out Center Road, but I don't think he's selling. No, it was Mackinac. Last time I went by his place, he didn't have any. But no, I just pick it up when I see it alongside the road. My neighbor cut a tree down, but it's way too green. Otherwise, I could give you that stuff. You could maybe go online and look for firewood for sale, but I don't know right offhand, Mike.
All right, roger. I was going to buy from somewhere around here, but there's a couple of firewood stands on the way up to the campsite. So I guess I'll just pick it up from one of those stands, but I never know which one to stop at. So I don't know, maybe I'm going to stop it. I won't have a whole lot of time on Friday. My buddy's showing up late, so then he's saying that he's not going to get up to Saginaw until 6 on Friday, which puts us at the launch not until like 7:30, 7:45 p.m. And there's not a whole lot of daylight to boat to the campsite still, and we still got to set up and all that, so I'll be short on time. I was going to try and do it ahead of time.
Yeah, well, I don't know of any place right offhand. Hey, Mike, I got to step out and get Mom's prescription, and I'll be back on here in a minute. This is WSAA336. I'll be clear.
Yeah, roger that, Chuck. I just wanted to jump in and say good morning and ask that question real quick. So we'll talk again. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring.
WSID 17, WRUP 244, Jim here, Juliet, NDMI.
All right, 247, Jim. All right, hold on. It's still early for me. Still early. I don't believe I'm familiar with you. Let me write down your call sign and your name really quick. Come back with it slow because I just woke up.
I believe I have you at WSID 17. Maybe I'm missing a number there. My call is WRUP Ralph Uniform Papa. 244. The name here, Jim, Juliet, India, Mike, USO.
Roger, WRUP 244, Jim. You have my call sign mostly correct. It is WSID 817. My name is Mike. I'm up here in Saginaw County. Where are you transmitting from, Jim?
I'm benefiting from the Detroit repeater, which is linked, so I'm down here near Madison Heights, 75 and 12 mile, and I did speak to Chuck the other day. I was the one that jumped in there shortly when I didn't hear you originally. I used to work at a radio station up there, actually about 5 different times, so I know the commute very well. 88 up, 88 back. Back to you, Mike. This is Jim.
Yes, Jim. Okay, I think I remember hearing you on yesterday, and it's coming back a little bit now. But yes, I actually used to work in Dearborn a few years, and I rented a room down there and stayed down there during the week, and then on the weekends I'd come back home to Saginaw Township and stay in my own house once or twice a week. So I used to commute back and forth twice a week. You rack up a lot of miles and spend a lot of time on the road, and man, it gives you a lot of time to think. the commute. I'm familiar with that back and forth. How you doing this morning?
Good. Retired from my main job, the radio station I worked for up there was KCQ, and I only worked there usually on Saturdays and Sundays or fill-in. So I would go up twice a week and live down here during the week, you know, and do my regular job. Soon after that, retired. Got another job, which was still be a little farther away, but I worked in Flint for a while at the rock station down there, and then finally retired from my hospital job. And now I do traffic on the radio down here on the weekend. So I slowly but surely brought it closer to home. Back to you, Mike.
Yeah, Roger. So you're like, you do like traffic segments on commercial radio. Am I understanding that correctly? That's actually very interesting. I can't remember the parent company of the group of radio stations up here that we go to, but we go to WHNN, I believe it's the Z93, and the 102.5 WIOG station, maybe not 102.5, but it's still very early for me. But it, primarily, there's a segment, I volunteer for the Saginaw County Dog Shelter, and we will every few weeks take a dog out on the radio, and they let me talk on the radio for a couple of seconds, so it's pretty cool. How long did you do that?
That group of stations, I want to say it might be Town Square. I could be wrong on the company that owns it, but I worked, like I said, it was a separate company, McDonald Broadcasting, and did the music thing, and then moved down to Crow Broadcasting in Flint, which was, 103.9, the Fox. And then, like I said, I retired from my main job. I worked in a series of hospitals as a OR tech, and finally retired from there, and I kept, you know, I consider the radio job down here as my Walmart job.
Yeah, Roger. OR tech would have been an interesting yet tedious job, I imagine. I'm still working. You know, I got a I'm a IT professional. I write code and build operating systems, and I do all kinds of different things. I install applications in a high performance computing environment. I love it to pieces. I've been doing that for about 10 years now.
So I would have to imagine that's why you stayed down in Dearborn and then would commute back. I would imagine that was a very good position down there to do that. So, yeah, I knew the drive. I tell you, the one that was always between Birch Run and exit 148 or 9, because the radio station there up in Saginaw was about a mile and a half, 2 miles from the Zilwaukee Bridge. And basically at that time, I mean, radio does not pay a lot of money, I'll be honest with you. It was music, and I was trading being on the air for putting gas in my vehicle.
Yeah. It's a good position, but probably very similar to your story, you kind of have to follow opportunities when you're young. I used to work at Dow Chemical. I did that for 3 years. They scooped me up before I even finished school as a Unix operator and administrator. I took care of used to take care of their storage system. I imagine they might still do this, but they use tape libraries for long-term archiving, and I used to manage that library. Would back up, you know, thousands of servers and write everything to tape. And it was very nerve-wracking working there, and I didn't really enjoy it. And it just wasn't a great environment. And then, a recruiter called about working at where I work now as a contractor, and I couldn't find anything in the Saginaw area that would take me. Let me break for a moment. Like, my particular set of skills are only worth something to, like, a large corporate environment where I'd be part of a team of people that, you know, and I'm capable of doing many things, and I just... there's not a lot of technology companies that can use, the word they used was people of my caliber, and so I had to take the opportunity down in Dearborn, which was not ideal because I had a young son at the time.
QSL there, I understand, yeah, but like I said, the computer thing, I mean, I know a few people that do, I mean, again, it's probably not what you do, but I mean, that's a very talented thing to be into, and wow, like I said, I'm sure, you know, you definitely need it all around, and that's awesome. The hospital job, like I said, when I had those, I mean, I worked at three majors, McLaren,
Ascension, and then it was Beaumont, and now they call it whatever they call it now. That was like my bread and butter, and I guess the radio at that point, like up north there, when I would go to, I love that area up there. I mean, I love Birch Run and all that area up in there. That was like my hobby, my bowling night that I got paid for, so that's how I legitimized it. And when I finally retired from the hospitals down here, I'm like, well, I needed something to do, a secondary, and to subsidize the income and stuff like that. I ended up landing a job in traffic, which I was very, very naive when I got into it, because I'm like, oh, well, that can't be that hard. Read a few roads, you're done with your Joe. Stop. That's way more complicated than music. Back to you, Mike.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I've been doing it. They let me do it from home now. So they hired me direct last year. So I did contracting for 9 years, and then I just got my 1 year anniversary last month. So it's been a wild ride. It's been a great opportunity, and I thoroughly enjoy it. I told my boss yesterday, even if I won the lottery, I think I'd still work at this place because I need something to engage my mind. Lori said I should dog my friend. Tells me that he would walk dogs all day long, and I said I don't think so. I need something a little bit more engaging from time to time. Maybe I'd work part time. I don't know. But it's been a pleasure talking to you, Jim. We'll talk again, hopefully. It's been a pleasure. This is WSID 817. I will be clear and monitoring after your final.
Okay, Mike, WSID 817. About a question before you go, you can just answer it, and you don't even have to close out. I just wanted to know. I also am a ham operator. I'm a general class. I don't know if you are there yet, but I just recently turned this on. I got the license, and I'm finding this repeater very entertaining. A lot of different people out here and a lot of good conversations, and you don't find that a lot anywhere, really. So I don't know. Like I said, I am a ham operator as well. Maybe you could answer that. But pleasure talking to you. When Chuck does get back on, I'll probably say hello to him. So 73, WSID 817, WRUP 244. Jim, we're out. 73.
Yes, WRUP 244, Jim. To answer your question, I am also a general class ham. My call sign is KF8EDQ, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta, Quebec. I'm not super, super active on there, but because I can't leave GMRS because it's so freaking entertaining. There's so many dudes out here, and the system is so large. You get over half the state anyway. I mean, unless, you know, with the dual banding, you don't get, there's, at least in Michigan, because the MI-8 network is so big, there's hardly any, like, reason to, you know, upgrade. It's, I consider this to be just another radio network for me. But yeah, it's my pleasure. This is WSID 817. I'm clear and monitoring.
Yeah, I just said I wouldn't come back, but KEANUL, if you want to check out the QRZ. So 73, KEANUL is the AM. This is WRUP 244.
Good morning, community. WRPB 448, monitoring.
Stepped on you.
WROG 332, out of Toledo. WROG 332, out of Toledo.
Good morning, Toledo. This is WRPB 448, Groveland Township, Michigan, near Holly.
Hello, sir. My Jackson, WROD 332, down here by Toledo Zoo, where I'm located, Toledo Zoo area.
Well, you're definitely making the trip on our system out here. You must be on a local repeater, I guess. It's probably bouncing into one of ours. But, yeah, you're sounding really good and clear and just a little bit of air noise. Over.
Yeah, right now I'm hitting the Detroit repeater. That's the one I usually do hit. Nothing local, no local repeater here. I'm hitting the Detroit. I heard a few guys out there, so I thought I'd give some of you guys a shout out here from Toledo.
Well, conditions are really good apparently, because you are coming in really good. I wasn't aware of the Detroit repeaters were on again. I had heard they were off. I had been off air for about 9 days, so I'm just now catching up with the news.
I believe I'm on a Detroit repeater right now. I'm pretty positive I am. The 6250 is the one I'm on right now.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. Again, I had been absent. I was in the hospital, and I missed 9 days worth of radio. I mean, I could hear, but I couldn't really talk out. I just couldn't get out of the building. But yeah, you're sounding really good today. What do you got on deck for your day?
Not much down here. Enjoying the weather. For once, it's probably nice and cool out, so I'm really enjoying the weather. How about yourself?
Well, I usually mountain bike, but I'm recovering from a bad knee injury, so like yourself, I'm going to enjoy a nice cool day, and I'm just going to do a little bit of walking around. I live here in the woods, and it's really beautiful. That's more therapeutic than anything I'm putting on my injury. But, enjoy some cool weather, and I might work on the yard a little bit as much as I can do. Try to get some stuff done before the rain comes.
Yeah, roger on that. You're supposed to get some rain tomorrow. From what I just looked a little bit ago, they said right for Toledo about noon tomorrow here in Toledo. I don't know about up north.
Yeah, I haven't looked that far at the forecast. I just look at the 10-day and figure out when's the best day to try to do things and how tall is the grass really, Does it have to be mowed? I'm so sick of mowing grass, so I tell you, it just seems like it could be time better spent.
Hey, roger on that. Yeah, it's a good time to mow the grass. Nice and cool out. But, I already got mine cut, so I don't have to worry about that.
Very good, very good. We got one of those self-propelled push mowers, electric deal. Seems to work good enough around the house, but every now and then I have my neighbor do the big part of the yard with the riding mower. Not much else is going on. This is WRPB 448, Kurt, Groveland Township. I like to call my place Fort Freedom. And, again, I'm in between Holly and Ortonville, if you're on the map.
Yep, no problem at all. Yep, like I said, WROG 332 out of Toledo. I'm right at the Maumee River, so. Well, anyway, it's nice talking to you, sir, and I definitely hope you have yourself a good day and take care of that knee, and, I'm sure we'll talk again. I'm usually out here. I talk to Jack quite a bit, so. But I hope you have yourself a good day, my friend, and be safe out there.
So you say you talked to Jack, eh?
Yeah, normally on my, I talk to Jack. I didn't hear him yet today, but normally I do, but I heard a few fellas out here talking, so I thought I'd key up and see if I'm still making it up north.
Oh, you're making it all right. Jack's got his ham license now, so he spends a lot of time on the ham. I got ham radios here, but I don't have a license, so I just listen. And every now and then, Jack will come back on the GMRS and make his rounds. But, yeah, you don't hear him out here like you used to, but you'll hear him on, you know, the Michigan ham system. But Jack's a great guy. I really enjoy speaking with him as well. Like the two gentlemen were speaking earlier, we've got great community. There's usually somebody to talk to, and I like it a lot. You know, it's a good thing for me to get into since I can't be active right now. And, yeah, now I'm rambling. I'll go back to you, and then I guess we'll clear out.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I've been talking up north to Detroit for a couple of years now. There's a few guys that I talk to, but like I said, I just heard a few people out there this morning, and I was next to the radio, so I thought I'd give a call out there, but... Yep, no problem. And again, hope your knee gets better, my friend, and you have yourself a good day, and I'll be sitting back on the side here for a little bit. This will be WROD 332, standing by.
Well, thank you very much for your well wishes. It's been a pleasure to speak with you. I'm sure we'll do it again very, very soon. And I want to wish the rest of the community a very good morning. Everybody enjoy your day. This is WRPB 448, Kurt, Groveland Township. I am clear and monitoring.
WSKB 204, QPD.
WSKB 204, what's up?
Just doing a radio check. WRQB, clear monitoring.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WRZX 218, WRUG 48, copy.
WIUG 488, WRZP 544. Good morning, Jack.
Oh, good morning, Bob. Good to hear you out there. I just want to see how you're doing this morning. The sunshine here and a little chilly, that's all.
Roger that. It's chilly, 46 degrees here currently. We're supposed to brighten up to the low 70s today, and then rain this evening, so it's all good, Roger.
Yes, Bob, Roger, that's it. It's only 55 here this morning, and it will be about 73, they said, and it's all sunshine.
Nothing wrong with that. I'm afraid old man winter is creeping in pretty quick here this year, but the old farmer's almanac says it's supposed to be a mild one, so we'll keep our fingers crossed. But, yeah, rain this evening before 11, and then I guess I'm going to have to get out and cut the old property today before that rain settles in here.
Yeah, old winter is coming very shortly, really. I mean, it's been cold for past almost a week.
And that's what's happening here. I don't know why, what it is. And it's too early for that cold weather. It should be after, you know, till about November sometime I see it here get a little bit chillier.
Roger that. Yeah, we're not this, well, like I said, we've been in the low 40s past week here in the morning. So she's creeping in, and let's take Mother Nature at her best, and I hope she's kind to us again this year. We don't have no ice.
I don't know what you did, but you were cutting off. I think you're on the handheld. Anyhow, good talking to you, Bob. Take care and have a good day. We'll talk again today anyhow. WIUG 38.
All good. Copy, Jack. You enjoy your day and have a blessed day as well, sir. Always a pleasure to have you in my home. WRZT 544, Claire monitoring the net.
WICX 218, WIUG 38, copy. WIUG 48, clear. Station 544, WIUG 48. Question, Bob. You ever heard anything from Randall out there?
WIUG 488, WRZP 544. No, I haven't. And I haven't heard Dave in a while either. Sure hope he's not back in the hospital, Roger.
I haven't heard him about a week. I've been shouting for him like almost every day in the morning, but never heard him. Even that 600 repeater there by the airport, and he's not answering at all. And I don't know. I know I have his text message, but he doesn't answer back on a text message.
Roger that. I haven't heard a peep. Now, I did get a text message and a call from Kurt there in Grover Township, 448. He's doing all right. He's taking care of his family and enjoying the summer and doesn't get on the radio much. But he also said to pass a hello along. But no, we'll keep trying and hope for the best, Roger.
Hey, Bob. Good enough. And thank you. Okay, WIUG 48, clear.
WIZP 544, clear monitoring the net.
WIUG 488, WIUG 488, copy.
Yeah, go ahead. What is your cosign?
WSFY 587.
Now you must be on a handheld because you're cutting off.
Can you hear me now a little bit?
You got to get your better antenna out there. Do you have that Nagoya 771G?
Not yet. I was thinking about getting it next week.
Yeah, let me tell you something. If you don't sound good, nobody will talk to you. I know that. Because people, they don't want to, you know, if you're not doing it right, they're not going to answer you. That's why. They took it from me, believe me, I know that. And I know that a long time ago. Roger?
Copy. I'm outside now in the open field. Can you hear me loud and clear yet? Or is there still static?
Now stay where you're at. You're sounding good now. Wherever you're at, stay there if you want to talk on the radio.
How's you doing today? I was calling your car sign yesterday night, but you already was busy yesterday. I didn't hear you at all.
I got too many things to do. Too many radio to listen to. That's why.
Anything planned today? I might be going down to Oakland.
Not at this moment. No, I don't have anything right now. Later on, yeah, I will. You know, I'll go all over a place, drive around for a little bit, and that's about it.
Probably do the same thing.
Yeah, you keep where you're at, you're sounding a lot better. But get that Nagoya 771G. That will help you out. You don't have to stay outside in the cold weather. Roger?
Okay, copy. I'm going to think about that next week. I definitely want to get it next week, though.
Yeah, no problem. All right. Good talking to you from that. I know where you're at. You said you're south in Detroit there somewhere. I don't know where exactly. I know where you're at exactly. All right. Take care. Have a good day. WIUG 48.
WSFY 587. Nice talking to you too. This is WSFY 587. Clear. After you.
I know you're at Holland Park. I see. All right. I know where you're at. All right. Take care, buddy. We'll talk later. WIUG 48. Station 922, WIUG 48, copy. Station 544, WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
WSGH-922 listening. It's working.
Sounds like they're not holding the repeater.
Sounds annoying.
That too.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
SAA 336 monitoring.
Good morning, 336. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
Yeah, good morning. How are you today?
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Oh, hanging in there. Doing a lot of running around today.
Yeah, copy that. That's what I'm doing right now, too. Trying to get these errands and stuff out of the way and go home and go to bed before I got to go back to work tonight.
Oh, yeah, copy that. Got to cram it all in.
Yep, had the last couple of days off, spent them doing stuff with my partner, and now it's time to get back to doing the adult thing.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, there's always that dreaded four-letter word work, isn't there?
Yep, but, you know, gotta pay the bills, gotta have money for toys.
My apologies, big thumbs, I switched over to the Detroit repeater. Come on back.
Yeah, I've done stuff like that before, too. I'll put the radio in scan mode, and then all of a sudden I'm trying to key up on Flint when I'm in Saginaw, so I get it.
Yeah, I got a new phone. Oh, my gosh, man. That's like a whole different problem, if you know what I mean. I'm getting phone calls I can't answer. Can't figure the stupid thing out yet. It's quite a learning curve for me, over.
Yeah, I'm going through the same thing right now with, I just got a new tablet about 2 weeks ago, and I'm still trying to get it all set up and figure it out.
Yeah, I was looking to get one of them. I play guitar, so I want to try to get one of them and get some music on it so that I can use that instead of sheet music. And I just haven't got around to it yet.
Yeah, roger that. You might be a little better off looking into like a Chromebook or something like that. You have a little bit of a bigger screen than just a tablet, and Chromebooks are about as portable as a tablet. So just a thought or suggestion there for you.
Yeah, thanks for that. What do they run, you know?
I don't have the slightest idea. You could probably get one for like maybe a couple $100 at Walmart or something.
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad. That's going to be kind of, I think, my wintertime deal. So, by then I should have enough to do that. And, thanks for the info on that. Couple guys that I know that they don't do it themselves. They have this other guy that they both know that program all their stuff in. So I'll probably talk to him too and see, kind of get his ideas before I make a decision. So anyway, nice chatting with you. And what you got planned other than you're running around today?
Yeah, that's about it. Like I said, run around, go home, go to sleep, get up, go to work, repeat.
Yeah, I got one appointment to take my mom to, and that's probably going to be probably last until about 4, and then go home and eat, and like you said, sleep and repeat.
Yeah, I got about 3 things on my calendar to do, and hopefully I'll have that done by about, maybe 1:30 or so.
Yeah, copy that. What time you got to hit the hay before you go to work?
Yeah, I'd like to be in bed by 3. I got to be to work at midnight, so if I get to bed around 3 or so, that'd be good.
Ah, roger that. Yeah, I hear you. Well, hopefully you get caught up on your sleep, man. I know working nights got to be hard. I couldn't do it. But anyway, really nice chatting with you. This is WSAA 336 Mobile and Monitoring, and I'll be clear after your final.
Yeah, roger that. Have yourself a good one. Pleasure chatting with you as well. We're about at our destination, so we're going to sign off as well. Have a good one. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
WSGM 993, Chad, are you out there? It's WSA 336. Open. 93, this is WSA 336. You got copy? WSA 336 mobile monitoring, and I'll be clear.
WSGH 922 monitoring.
WSIU 709 mobile monitoring.
WSGH 922 monitoring.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is WSET 257, going to be mobile and monitoring.
WSAA 336, mobile and monitoring.
336, WSGH 922, how you doing, Chuck?
922, Mr. Greg, I'm doing well. How are you?
doing okay. Just sitting here watching this police or shooting here in Minneapolis. Horrific tragedy here.
Yeah, it looks like another trans deal, another lunatic. I don't know what's going on with that, but not good.
Oh, the guy had a handgun, a rifle, and a shotgun shooting outside a church of a Catholic church in Minneapolis as they were having mass. What the hell? I mean, these people are sick.
Yeah, psychotic.
Yeah, the kid was 20 in his late 20s, and then he shot himself after all that.
Yeah, I don't know why they just don't start with themselves and save everybody else a lot of grief.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't believe this shit. First day of school, and they got to go through this crap.
Yeah, I know. I can't even imagine what the parents are going through right now. It's horrific. And yeah, there's a mental health crisis in our society, and nobody wants to look at it.
Yep. It's a shame. But anyways, on a brighter note, it's a nice day out there. Anyways, nice and cool. It's going to be a good day. What are you up to?
I'm heading to take my mom to a doctor's appointment and then take her back to her place and then head home and try to get a couple things done there. Just with all the scheduling and everything I've got with her, it's kind of tying my days up pretty good.
Oh, yeah, roger that. Well, you're doing the right thing, so just take care of your mom there. I'm sure she appreciates it for sure. Love her while you got her.
Oh, yeah, amen to that. Yep. It's she's challenging at times, but one of the reasons we're going to the doctor's appointment is I think she's having problems with one of the medication she's on, which is making it really difficult for me, but we're hoping to get that resolved today, and then things will be brighter.
Okay, yeah, roger that. Yeah, it's one of those things. You know, I was going to say my dad actually took care of my mom. For 10 years, he took care of her, and she had dementia and Alzheimer's. And he had to bathe her and feed her and get her up out of bed every day, and he did that for 10 years, took care of her. He said, I am not putting her in a home. And he did, and what a great man he was for that, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah, man. I can't even imagine that. That's way, way, way more than I do. So, yeah, we always look around and see things, situations that are worse, right?
Yep, you got it. You know, he put her in a nursing home for 1 week, and he didn't like what was going on there and said, I'm taking her out, bringing her home, and I'm going to take care of her myself. And by God, he did. 10 years he took care of her. Anyways, all right, my friend, it was good talking with you. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm sure your mom's loving you for that. So we'll talk to you later there. Chuck, WSGH-922 will be clear on your final.
Yeah, thanks for reaching out, Greg. Nice talking with you. WSAA-336, I'll be clear and monitoring and mobile.
you do the new kick to it with your recipe?
WSVH30 mobile and monitoring.
380 WSGH 922.
Copy that, 922. Yeah, I'm northbound on John R. Just crossed 11 mile.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, you're coming in good. You got a roger beep on, though.
And I'll be quiet on this until I get to where I can take it off. WSDHDH0, I'm on the side.
Okay, we'll talk to you later. WSGH922, clear.
Oh, where, oh, where could he really be? 793 has got me. No copy, WSEU 202, and we are clear.
WSGH 922 monitoring.
WRWX 221 mobile.
WSEL 475 to WSEL 475 Ronald.
Yeah, I got you over here. Can you hear me?
Roger that. I can hear you loud and clear, Ronald. WSEL 475 monitoring.
Roger that, I'm out.
WSBM 993 to WSID 817, Mike.
Yeah, what's up, Chad? I'm listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, roger that. Just getting ready to get situated for tonight over there at SCACC in Saginaw. Cottonville Township, for orientation.
Yeah, roger that. I guess, I'm gonna end up going to the orientation just to answer questions and whatnot. Yeah, we're all really curious to see, how many people are gonna be in the group and whatnot. So, yeah, I guess I'll see you there at, 5:30.
Roger that. Well, I guess I'll see you over there then, probably. I'll end up seeing you over there then, for sure. So, sounds good, man. Looking forward to it. Lori, going to be there too, or just you?
Lori is actually there right now, and, She can't stick around for the orientation, so it's just going to be me. I think all the other volunteers are busy tonight, and I'm just going to drop in and see what's going on, I guess. Answer questions, because I know when I went through orientation, I had more. I came out of it with more questions than answers. And you know, I guess it would be helpful to have somebody there that's closer to the ground that can answer specific questions, I guess. But yeah, we'll see you there. I'm just wrapping up some work here today. I got to take my dog for a walk, and then I'll go to orientation, and my son has a soccer game out at the complex tonight. So I got a full day ahead.
Roger that. Yeah, I copied most of that, Mike. I got a little distracted over here. But anyways, sounds good, man. Definitely looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing you and meeting some of the people and stuff. So, definitely. So we'll see you over there then in a couple hours, and we'll talk to you and see you then. But for now, I'll let you get back to your business, and we'll talk with you later, my friend. WSBM 993 will be clear and monitoring after yours.
Yep, roger that, Chad. We'll see you later, and we'll talk again. This is WSID 817. I'm clear and I'm monitoring.
WSID 474, mobile monitoring.
WSJF 896, listen.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township mobile monitoring.
WSGH 922. SBT 754 mobile. 754, sounding good off the Flint repeater, WSGH 922. Good afternoon there, 922, Charlie, and I'm eastbound 94, heading towards Port Huron, roger. Okay, yeah, roger, yep. Sounding good. Sounds like you're out there on the expressway.
Yeah, I wish it was an expressway. Right now it's a parking lot.
Oh, no, I hate that. Where are you, you're on 94, you said?
94 Metro Parkway, over here by Mount Clemens.
Okay, yep, roger, roger. I'll up here off the Flint repeater. Name's Greg here.
Well, good afternoon, Greg. Yep, on the way home. This is usually when I do my daily battle. I get the heck out of town and head towards Port Huron.
Yep, I think we spoke before. Here I am as well, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, roger that. Yeah, I am as well. Which repeaters you pretty much on, or are you on them?
Normally in the morning on the way to work, I jump on this one to Detroit 675, talk to a few guys until I go in and make the coffee for work, and then I'll hit it sometimes on the way home. Once I get up to Port Huron, there's nothing up there, no repeaters I can reach from the house.
Okay, roger on that. But what about the ham side? I was just curious where you're at, what repeaters you could hit from there.
I don't do much of the local repeaters. There's the 300 in Avoca and the 3-2 down at Bell River, St. Clair, I guess. The 800 machine's been long gone out of Port Huron, but I don't do a whole lot of the ham repeaters up there at all.
Okay, roger that. Yeah, I was just curious. Yeah, there's the Central Michigan Emergency Network. That's quite a system. Hang out on that one quite a bit on the ham side. But all right, well, it was good talking with you. And have a safe drive home. Hopefully it opens up for you.
Every now and then I'll get on the Richmond repeater. I think that one's tied in with Central Michigan, I believe. I know there's a few repeaters that's connected together with that one. And I think it goes into the FBI hub and patches over to the CMN. Every now and then I'll get on that one, but not very often. All right, Greg, yeah, we're back up to our normal 85 now until the next slowdown. Thanks for coming back to me, sir, and we'll catch you again another time. WSBT 754 Mobile.
Okay, Chuck, good talking with you. Safe travels. WSGH 922, I'll be clear.
WLWB.
There you are, Mike. You on your way home or are you pulling in the driveway?
More assignment and then I'll be done. Just, I was with my other assignment here in New Baltimore.
Yeah, you're probably in the same spot you were before. You're breaking up either that or that QRM or our usual morning pool, maybe. Sounds like somebody's trying to key in with you.
Out of their truck. It's like clockwork.
Yep, they're going to ruin it for everybody, man. Sad thing is, they don't care.
I should be in an okay spot, man. You know, I usually never have trouble where I'm at.
Yeah, you were 100% that time, anyway. It's just kind of hard to tell. It sounded like somebody might have been keying up with you or something. I know that that fool's playing his music on that other band, that recording of the phone call that he always does. So, yeah, who knows, right?
It's somebody that actually, you know, has a GMRS and ham license. Go figure.
Who, you talking about me?
The fool that's doing what you were describing, you know, playing, you know, music and recordings and tearing up the band there.
Oh, he's got a ticket of both ways, really?
A radio ticket and a GMRS ticket. He's one of the clowns that come up here and cause the QRM in the mornings. Roger.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Just when you think things couldn't get worse.
Got
all right, Mike, when my phone's going off, one of the bosses is trying to get a hold of me. I will give you a shout in the morning, my friend. You be careful. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. WSBT 754.
That's it, Charlie. We'll catch you in the morning. This is WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by. I think there was another braking station in there, too. Go ahead.
WSHF 567, just wanted to say hello.
Good afternoon time there, Sam. I'm just going into my last assignment here, and then I'll be done for the day.
Copy all that I did. I had parts just came in for one of them, so I'm going to get this other one done and mosey on right along. Two more drops off, so my day's not done yet. Hey, Mike, have a good day. Nice talking to you. WSHF 567, monitoring.
WRWB 49 will be standing by.
I'm trying to make that KLV money.
Copy that. All right, we'll be standing by.
WSA-8336, mobile and monitoring.
WSBI-432, mobile and monitoring.
Station 432, WSGH-922.
922, how you been? This is WSGI-432.
Doing good, Jimmy. How you doing? You on your way home from work?
Yeah, early day today. I left at 3:30. Got my 8:30.
Oh, good deal. You got her in. Beautiful day out there.
That's for sure. It was really nice working outside today.
Yes, yes, it was. Beautiful day. So what else is new? Did you get any work on that antenna or anything yet?
Yeah, I got this Monday report. I'm going to wait until next weekend or the weekend to get her to put the tower up.
Oh, so you already got the actual tower part?
Yeah, I had a tower. I just never had put it up, no reason to put it up. And now that I got an antenna I want to put up, I think I might put it to use now instead of it sitting out back.
Yeah, good deal for sure. Yeah, I wish I would have started with an antenna. I got antennas all over my roof of my house. So, yeah, it'd be good to start with an antenna and just put everything right on it. If I had to do it over again, that's what I would do.
I'm just wondering how the TV antenna is going to affect the GMRS antenna. I don't know if it's going to have a conflict there or what. But I was thinking about having it lower, not obviously the same height as my TV antenna. So that's going to be directly on the very top. I was probably going to have it like 4 or 5 feet lower than my TV antenna.
Yeah, it should work okay. They make arms for that to where you can put it down, you know, just under the TV antenna, but it holds it out away from the actual mast part of the antenna.
Yeah, I have a bracket that I think might work for something like that to extend it out a little bit.
Yeah, good deal. Yeah, you should be all set once you get that tower up. Put that antenna you got and run that coax. Yeah, should be good to go.
For sure, man. I can't wait to get it up and see how far it'll hit.
Yeah, I can hit Mayville and sometimes Saginaw when the conditions are right. But I can't hit Mount Clemens or anything else. But you get on the ham side, you'll be able to see a lot more over there.
All right, I've took a couple more tests there, and I'm picking it one question at a time, so I'll get there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like I said, just keep at it. Keep chipping away when you can. When you get ready, you get that score up there, just try and time it. I think you said you wanted to take it in person versus online, which is fine, but it's, you know, just time it for, I think they do it on Tuesdays.
All right, yeah, I'll keep that in mind. It's not, you're talking about time. Is it time, like I only have a certain amount of time, or can I just take my time at it and work at my level?
Are you talking about studying for the exam or taking it?
I go and actually take the test, are they going to tie me like I only get an hour or 2 hours to take the test? Well, I know, like, there's a corrections class or a test that I took, an exam there a while back, and it was timed, so I didn't know if that's the same situation.
Nope, negative. It's not timed. 35 questions you got. I think you can miss up to 6 or 9. I think it's 9. You can miss 9. But no, it's not timed. What I was referring to was you could take it online, and you just got to give 15 minutes notice. So you could be studying like all day and say, okay, I want to take the test at 9 o'clock. And just get a hold of them around 8:30 and say, that's when you want to take it. And they'll have the guys ready to do it on a Zoom call for you.
All right, on. Yeah, I'd probably just rather go take it in person. This way I can sit there and actually, you know, look at the paper and sit there and read it and focus.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It's quite a circus to go through the online thing. I couldn't believe it when I did it. I had I set it up in my office there, and I had some manila folders there in my desk, and they were like, you got to take all that off, put it on the floor, put your cell phone in the back of the room, and scan around and show them everything. It was like, a lot of rigmarole before I actually took the test. And if anybody's apprehensive or nervous, I can see, you know, it's kind of tough to go through. So, yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah, definitely stick to the going in person. That sounds like a mess there.
Yeah, the in-person one, like I said, you go to the church there on Hill Road, or Fenton Road, there in Grand Blanc, and you just take it at your will, go in, they give you the paper, and you go sit in the corner and take it.
Very cool, man. All right, I'll talk at you later. I'm about to pull into my driveway here, and I'll talk at you another time there. This is WSGI 432. Good talking with you, Greg. I'll clear after your final.
All right, Jimmy, have a good evening. We'll talk to you again. WSGH 922, clear.
WSCH380 monitoring.
All right, WSID 817 from 993, copy.
Yeah, Chad, go ahead. This is WSID 817.
Yeah, do you know if you...
That last transmission was all static. Come back again.
Yeah, I was wondering, you know, if they need a copy of your ID, I should bring that, maybe my ID?
I think I doubled on you. Come back again.
But I wondered if I should bring a copy of my ID.
WSCH 380 monitoring.
380, you sound good in Isabella County. WSDY 438.
WSDY 438, WSDH 380, copy.
Good copy. Good copy on you. I'm in southeast Isabella County on a base station.
Copy Isabella County. I don't have a Roger beep on this unit, do I?
No. Not that I can tell. It is. It's pretty quiet. No, there's no Roger beep.
Okay, I had one on it earlier, and I thought I got it turned off. I just wanted to make sure. All right, WSDH 380, I'll be monitoring.
All right, 380. You have a good day there. The name is Dan, Isabella County. You take care. Have a good day. WSDY 438.
By the way, 438, I'm at 696 and I-75 on a handheld. That's a helicopter you hear in the background.
Wow, 696 and 75. I'll have to look that up. Where's that, Detroit area?
Yeah, 10 mile and 75. It's the northwest corner of Hazel Park.
As a child, I went to church on 9 Mile and 75 there in Hazel Park. There was a bunch of churches along 75 there. Ours was just inside in the residential area there. I don't remember. I was just a kid there. I didn't drive, so all I knew was 75 and 9 Mile. And it was in Hazel Park. Yeah, I lived in Boston. Oh, until 1973. I was about like 13 years old then. So, we lived in Detroit, but didn't drive down there. We moved up here, and, you know, I was about like, maybe 13, I don't think 14. Anyway, yep.
Copy that, I did. But it's been good talking to you, and you have a safe day. WSDH 380, monitoring.
Alrighty, good talking to you too there. Take care there in Hazel Park. WSDY 438. We're in a town called Shepherd here is our mailing address, so thanks again for the comeback, and you have a good one.
What repeater are you on, 438?
I use a repeater over here, and I hit you guys over an AM-8. That's not the repeater I'm using, though. I'm using one over in Barrington there. The call letters on it are WRVE-804. It's a repeater in Barrington.
Copy that. Well, thanks a lot. You have a great one now. WSDH 380. I am on the site.
All right, 308, you have a good one. I hear WRSD Saginaw is actually covering up this repeater today. WRSD 901, he's out there hollering on the repeater on this side. You guys can't hear it, I can, but it's a mess for me. I got to do something about it. I got to get a beam or something, and something that'll make it so I'm directional. I hear you in there, Bill. You're really sporadic there. You're about like 35% I can hear. Well, that was totally clear right there. I got that 100%. Maybe it's just the other repeater was getting the better of you. Alrighty. We'll talk to you a little later. It's pretty busy over here on this site, so
WSDY 438, we'll let this thing roll. I'll be on Simplex here if you want to catch me on Simplex. I'm on the other radio. Oh, one more thing I want to see, if the antenna I just put up gets lower, will hit Barrington. I know it hits Saginaw off, but not very good, but I want to see how it hits Barrington sometime on a test set, so. Alrighty, WSDY 438.
WSID 817 from WSBM 993, copy.
Yeah, this is WSID 817. Go ahead, Chad.
Yeah, Roger. I was wondering, do you know if we have to bring a copy of our ID to the training thing tonight?
I don't think so. But it's generally a good idea to have it with you if you're driving.
I always got it with me. But, all right, man, sounds good. Well, we'll see you in a little bit, I guess. I don't know if you're here already, but we'll see you in a little bit, I guess. WSBM 993.
Yeah, roger that, Chad. I'm going to be on the move here in just a few minutes. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring.
WSTU 844 calling WSHR 566. You on our air? No, copy. WSHR 566. WSTU 844 clear.
WSJK 393 monitoring.
WSHR 566 WSGU 844. Got copy. WSHR 566 WSGU 844. You got a copy? No copy on WSGU 844. WSHR 566 clear.
What's going on out there tonight?
WSHR 566. No copy on WSHR 566. WSHR 844 clear.
WSBM 993.
monitoring. WSHR 566 WSKU 844. You got a copy?
WSGU 844. Kevin, I call you back. I'm eating dinner right now.
Yeah, copy that. I'll be on the air.
Roger that. WSGU 844.
WSJS 312 from WSJD 356. WSFT 902. 973, you got it on? WSFT 902. 973, you got it on?
Let's get it on!
No response, 973, 902, monitoring.
WSHR 566 from WSGU 844.
WSHR 566, go ahead, WSGU 844.
How are we doing today, or tonight, whatever you want to say?
Oh, pretty good.
Roger, roger. You work today?
Yes, sir. I waxed the squad today, and I waxed the new engine today.
Sweet. So it's... Guys weren't that busy today then, eh? Was station 2 or station 3? I'm sorry, 1 or 3?
3. Yeah, we were, it was just busy work, but yeah, a little busy.
Ah, copy that. Hey, when you're at station 1, do you ever see the sheriff Chevy pickup truck at all?
No, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm keeping my eyes out, and I got, keep my eyes out, they got a BMW, motorcycle, too. I gotta get a picture of that and the pickup truck.
Yeah, roger that, because, yeah, I went by, Washington Township Fire, Station 1. That's where they've got a mini station for, the sheriff, because, I see the pickup truck a lot in the mornings there on northbound 53. They usually sit in there or have someone pulled over. So I thought, well, maybe he's out of there. But no, he wasn't there unless he was on patrol.
Yes, copy that. I've seen him out and about the other day. It looks just like my truck. The only thing is black.
No, true.
Yeah, roger that. Is there a break out there?
I know, too.
Hello, Frank. How's it going?
Hello, Chairman. Has anybody heard from 972 lately?
Had
a brain skip, sorry. Yeah, 793, correct. Has anybody heard from him lately?
I haven't. Have you, Kev?
Yeah, I talked to him Saturday afternoon after I was spending the day with Sherman. I think it was around 5, 6 o'clock. That's the last time I talked to him.
Thanks, Kev. Yeah, I don't know. I tried calling him. I just got my radio back. I left it in a buddy of mine's truck. And I just walked in the door. And, I tried calling him, and, I don't know. On my scanner, I haven't heard him on my scanner, so, I've been monitoring the channel, but I can never, talk. So, yeah, I was just wondering, if you guys heard anything or anything.
No, I haven't heard nothing. I wish he would tell people at least what he's doing, and, let people know, say, hey, I might not be on the radio or this or that, so people don't worry about him.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, his health ain't that good right now, And I've been telling him, last time I was older, I'm telling him, just go back in the hospital for a little while, Ain't no big deal. Plus, they give him the medicine and they'll do a bunch of tests on him and kind of get him right again. I don't know. Since they gave him some new medicine, maybe they could change it or whatever they got to do. I don't know.
Yeah, copy that.
Yeah, I haven't heard from him either, so, I think he was out there, last time I thought I heard him over the weekend or something like that, that's about it.
Yeah, I'm not sure, I think I heard him, I think it was Monday morning, maybe, or maybe it was Sunday morning, I don't even remember now. I don't know, I've been so busy, I just started another new gig, so. I'm usually out at 6 and coming home 7, 8 o'clock, so I don't know. I just wanted to make sure he's good.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, maybe I did hear him Monday morning also, but didn't get a chance to holler back at him or something. But I know it was, it's been a few days.
As they say, it is what it is. He's not feeling good. He just turns the radio down. He sits here and watches his YouTube videos. So, it's all good. It's all good. Like I said, I did send him a text and shot him a call. So, we'll see what happens with that. Because I just looked at my phone. I haven't been able to, I haven't reached out to him in a few days either. So, but like I said, I just started a new gig and kind of beat me up. And, it is what it is.
Yeah, copy that. No, I've only been home maybe for 45 minutes myself or so. It was a long day.
Kevin and Sherman, didn't mean to break in on your conversation. I just wanted to throw that out there real quick. You guys have a great evening. I'm going to try throwing some groceries down my neck and kind of kick back and relax for a minute. So you guys enjoy your evening and have a great day tomorrow, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Frank. Yeah, you also, and keep us posted on if he does get back with you. I'll try to give him a call tomorrow, also on the radio, and shoot him a text or something. So, all right, take care of yourself. We'll talk to you later. Enjoy your evening.
Yeah, 902, nice hearing from you. Have a good evening, and I'm gonna be home here for the next 3 or 4 days, so. If I hear him on the radio, I'll let him know that you're looking for him, too. So, have a good night.
Kevin, I appreciate you, buddy. Hey, you be safe out there and have a good evening, and have a great day tomorrow, guys.
Roger, you also. So, how's everything at home there, Kev?
Okay, I came home, I ate, I went out and cut the grass because they're calling for rain tomorrow, and I put the radio down after you said you were eating, and I started to do my motto a little bit, and I got my G4 charging. It's dead as a doornail.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I tried to, I gave you a shout about 6:15, and then, I was going through Elmont, and I heard you call me at 6:30, and I heard you. I don't think you were going to be able to hear me, so I waited until I got on 59, around Wilder, and I gave you a show.
Yeah, I copy that. I must have just, yeah, Debbie said that she heard, thought she heard you call me, and then when I came in the house, I got the radio, and I called her, so.
Hold on a second, I gotta turn off the, Lapeer County, fire on the HD here, because, it just went off for us. Yeah, the Alpha unit's been busy today up here, or, the last hour or so, but hold on a second, let me, get rid of that.
Copy that.
All right, it's gone. I went looking for my Whistler, my
Pro 96 that I've got Lapeer County Fire on to turn on, and I was missing. But the dog has been going over here in my corner, and she must have knocked it off by accident, so. One of her toys must be underneath the couch, something over here in this corner. How's Tanya and Deb doing today?
Tanya did something to her back this morning. She was in bed and she moved a certain way and she can hardly sit. She can walk, but I don't know what she did now.
Yeah, we gotta put her in a brace, you know?
Yeah, I need to put a force field around her, like the force field around her so nothing can happen to her.
Yeah, copy that. How's that doing?
Oh, she's doing good. The mouth is running just like always.
That was funny. Probably she was to throw something at you or left you upside the head.
Yeah, so I'm off till Tuesday.
Well, that sounds cool. Yeah, very cool.
I guess the weekend is supposed to be decent, I guess. Not real hot, but it's supposed to be nice. Tomorrow they're calling for rain. I think rain most of the day tomorrow. Oh, Debbie said just a little bit, I guess. I don't know.
Kelly just said that it's supposed to start up north and work itself down, which that sounds weird. Yeah. Huh. Wild.
Yeah, copy that.
Like we haven't had enough rain.
Yeah, well, we could still use some down here. I mean, we had that little bit the other day, but it wasn't enough. It greened the grass up a lot, boy.
Oh, we got a lot for less. Most of the weekend. It's been crazy. Yeah,
so what I'm making now, I think on my model, I'm making the front suspension
Friday,
now, I think I'm doing.
Like I said,
the way it looks, I was building it, and it looks dead. That looks like what I'm building now, so. I'll be off the next 4 days, so I should be able to get, move on it good.
No, I think I stepped on you for half your comment there. All I heard was that you're going to be off. You'll get most of it done. You get a lot done.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said I'm going to be off. So I don't know if I'm making the front suspension or the rear suspension. I don't know. I think it's the... Yeah, it's the rear, not the front.
Copy that. Have you checked on on he dispatched for anything from Valley County lately?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I haven't either. And oh, you sent me a picture. Cool.
Have the model. I've been wanting to send it to you. It's upside down right now because that's the way I got to have it, but it gives you an idea.
Oh, yeah. You got a good amount done. Still a lot to go yet. Wow.
Yeah, I just listened to Port Center. I just had it run at 1821, and they dispatched it, and you heard them say, we'll be en route soon, and you heard the siren going off in the background. That was pretty cool.
Sorry, I didn't get all that. I was showing Kelly your model.
No, I was saying I just listened to Port Center. I had it run a little while ago, and the dispatcher was talking to them, and they came back, so we'll be en route soon, and you could hear the house siren going off behind them. It was pretty cool.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah, because I've got through radio reference that I paid. I'm a premium member, subscriber, whatever, and I can go back and monitor or listen to the calls on in the middle of the night from Lapeer County, either the EMS or fire, but I haven't done that lately.
Cool. Deckerville yesterday had a unknown type fire. It was a telephone pole got on fire yesterday.
I'm not sure if they have a Facebook page or not. Do you know if they do or not?
And Marlette had a car fire yesterday. Yeah, you know what? I think they might. I don't know. I'm going to look right now. For some reason, I think they might have one. Because I think that's where I've seen the pictures of their trucks.
Yeah, copy that. I'll just keep an eye on them when if they have open houses in October.
Yeah, they do have a website.
A website or a Facebook page?
Well, Facebook page, I mean.
Roger, roger. Well, I might belong to them. I don't know. I'd have to check. It's kind of cool when they have a big fire or an incident and they thank the department that helped them out, and they'll tag them. So, I follow some of the fire departments in the area, and when they do that, all right, make sure if I'm, all right, do I have them, do I like their page, or do I follow them?
Yeah, go to their page. If you do, they got one of their trucks that they sold. It's a C-cab, and it looks just like our water one. I think it's a tanker, but it's in mint condition. They were asking $12,000 for it.
How long ago was this?
It was March 18th. It's right on their Facebook site.
I'm going to have to check it out. I'm going to go with you.
Yeah, copy that. It looks like they have an HME pumper truck like Mount Clemens has.
Copy that, yes. They had something going on in downtown Mount Clemens this morning. They had saw the engine 2 going by me. They must have been downtown right off of Main Street. And I was going to my first stop, right, just see the fire hall from my first stop. And right there at the end of, Main and Market, There was a MedStar ambulance there, so some kind of medical.
Yeah, I got a picture here of one of their trucks. It's a Lipsticle tanker. Pretty cool. It's international, I think it is.
Cool. Yeah, I can check it out. Like I said, I'm not sure if I follow their page or not. I don't think I do. I'm going to have to look into it.
Yeah, I didn't. And I'm following them, though. Yeah, that old tanker they had, that Ford, it looks just like our water one. I swear to God. If I'm not mistaken, because ours was made in down here, up there in, I think it was made in Elmont. And this one's it's just quality in front of it, but I tell you what, it's the same truck, exact same truck.
Yeah, because I think, I think Elmont did some work for Romeo when they had their fire department on, and Bruce, if I'm not mistaken, some of their trucks were, built there.
Yeah, copy that.
I don't remember the name of the place. I don't know if it was Quality or don't remember.
Was it Fire Trucks Incorporated or something?
Yeah, I don't know. That was before that I got in the fire department and following all that stuff.
Yeah, copy that one.
I even did work on Elmont's truck also. I don't know if Elmont has their new engine or not, and if they got rid of their CCAB or not. I've been wanting to go by there, but every time I go by, when I do go by, there's no one around. So, and they had a medical earlier, or a first responder call earlier when I was in Romeo. I stopped at Kroger for some things.
Yeah, Memphis is getting a new one here shortly, too.
I just saw, I see one of their firefighters, he's a bread vendor, he goes to the base, so I got his name, but he gave me a collector's coin of Memphis, so next time I see him, I'm going to have to ask him if he knows anything about it.
Yeah, one of the guys that goes to our church is on the board of, like the board of trustees or whatever, or the board. And he was telling me about it. He said, yeah, it's not here yet, but it's coming, he told me. He said he'd let me know, so.
That's cool. So that guy that was that kept on texting you on Saturday, did he talk to him on Sunday?
Yeah, he didn't say too much to me. We just, just put it to the side, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So like I said, I'm just leaving it go.
Yeah, copy that. WFTU 844 for ID. Better put that in there.
WSHR 566 for identity purposes.
Yeah, but it's been quiet out here. I know a lot. The guys in the morning between 5:30 and 6 o'clock were on this morning, and someone was giving them a little bit of hassle out there, keying up on them or disguising their voices. And then I think I heard someone else out here a little later, but that's about it.
Yeah, I been a little quiet.
a seed festival starts this week. I went by the old Kmart parking lot there on Van Dyke, and they had the car show going on there, but it's, Thursday before, okay. I'm alright. Alright, so maybe this is a pre-party car show. That's right, yeah, Thursday. So I thought today was Thursday.
Yeah, I see an ad or something. I don't know where I see it. There's a car, some kind of a car show. Is it this weekend or something? But I can't remember where I seen it.
Yeah, it'll be, they say, it's the last weekend of summer, but we still have more time left. But, yeah, I think it's just on every year on a Thursday night before the Peak Festival, they have a big get-together in the old Kmart parking lot, and it's beautiful cars show up. But I don't know if they're just doing a free party or what, unless they change, who knows, but... Yeah, I think they also have a car show Saturday or Sunday also down there during the Peach Festival.
Oh, maybe that's what it is I'm thinking about.
I think they had a big Ford show down in Dearborn last weekend. It was the weekend after the Woodward Cruise, but they had a big Ford show. Or maybe it's just a plain big car show, the AAA building down there in Dearborn.
Yeah, copy that. Hey, Sherman, guess what I found out today, and I didn't even know it. Emergency came out on Blu-ray now.
Only a matter of time, but yeah, I wouldn't see why it wouldn't be, but yeah. Well, we don't have anything like, well, we've got a DVD player that's in the barn, and I don't even think we have VHS, I don't even know if we have a VHS anymore or not.
Well, my Xbox One plays Blu-rays, and then I got a Blu-ray DVD player in our bedroom, and I think the one that I have here, a separate one, I think it just plays DVDs.
Yeah, I remember Brandon used to be able to do that with his Xbox when we lived in Washington. He hooked it up to our TV and watched stuff on it, or even play Xbox. Which I guess he still does. He still does play Xbox when you get the chance.
Yeah, copy that. Mine screws up every once in a while. I'll put I had an Ozzy thing that I bought. It's got a DVD with all those videos and in concert, and the one won't play, but the other one will. And then I go play it, and my other one's in the bedroom at work, so I don't know what's wrong with it.
Funny.
Yep, copy that. Well, hey, Sherman, I'm gonna cut you loose here, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Like I said, I'm home, so if I'm up in the morning, I'll try giving you a shout, because I wanna finish this thing that I'm doing here on my model. I wanna get that done before it gets too late. So I'll talk to you tomorrow sometime. Have a good night, and talk to you later. I'll be clear after
your
final.
Roger that, Kev. You take care. Enjoy. And, enjoy the rest of your night. And, we'll holler at you tomorrow, so. And, tell the girls we said hello and good night. And, take care. You have to do it before.
WRVV 525. This is WSAB 841 monitoring.
Howdy out there tonight.
This is WSAB 841. How's it going, station?
WSDT 667 monitoring.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
993 WSDT 667. Hello tonight.
Good evening there, 667, WSBM 993. What's your location out there?
I've talked to you before. I'm north Genesee County.
Hey, roger that. Yeah, over here in Saginaw County. Well, state county right now at the moment, but heading back to Saginaw County. But sounding pretty good there, my friend. Sounding pretty good.
Yeah, this is my radio for the week. I pick one out and use it and play with it and figure it out every week.
Copy that. Are you on a handheld or a mobile radio there?
This is a handheld. I got about 4 mobiles and 30 handhelds.
Copy that. Can't go wrong with that for sure. But yeah, sounds pretty good. Definitely appreciate you shouting back at me there for sure. You enjoy the rest of your evening, and hopefully we'll talk again. Be safe out there and have yourself a good evening. WSBM 993 will be clear and monitoring after yours.
WSBM 993, 73 to you and yours. We appreciate the comeback. I'm always out there monitoring you guys. You guys are a great bunch. I'm very impressed with this GMRS.
WSID 817 from WSBM 993, copy.
Yeah, what's up, Chad? This is WSID 817. How are you doing?
Hey, roger that, Mike. Just heading back from Bay City right now, back to Saginaw. Went and had some dinner with my friend there. How did your walk go with the dogs? Did you end up going?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, we went. It was beautiful. The sunset was like bright orange and pink and whatnot. It was a beautiful sunset, and the weather was nice. I was still wearing my sweatshirt. I didn't get too hot. The weather's really cooling off, and I'm enjoying the heck out of it. And I can't wait to go camping this weekend. What'd you get for dinner?
Hey, roger that. I hear you there for sure. Well, that's good. You had a great walk and everything. You and the dogs there for sure. Just had some pizza tonight. That was about it. Had a pizza there at the bar or whatever there in Bay City. Had a pizza special thing or whatever that he went to or that he goes to sometimes on Wednesdays. So went there and had a pizza.
Yeah, right on. I just had leftovers for dinner, so nothing real exciting. But, to be honest, I logged back into work because we had big problems this morning, and I was partially responsible for it. I gave the people the tools to create a bad situation. So right now, I'm busy trying to make sure that it doesn't happen again. Over.
Yeah, roger that. Well, hopefully you get the situation or problem fixed and resolved there. I'm pretty sure you're, good at what you're doing there, and I know you're good at what you're doing, so I'm pretty sure you'll get it all squared away there for sure. So we sounded okay on the mobile tonight out here in Bay City?
Yeah, you're sounding crystal. I think I heard an ever so slight amount of rain. Maybe you're driving, but You're coming in nearly perfectly, as usual.
Yeah, roger that. I'm on the Bay City repeater right now, so... anyways, Mike, I'll let you get back to your work project there and everything, and we'll talk maybe a little later or maybe tomorrow or something. But you take care for now, my friend, and always good to hear from you and talk to you. Sounding good. And we'll talk again soon. WSBM 993 on the mobile. We'll be back monitoring after yours.
Yeah, thanks, Chad. Have a fantastic evening and drive safely. We can talk again tomorrow for sure. Take care. This is WSIG 817. I'm clear and I'm monitoring.
WSDI 817. WIUG 48, copy. I'll do it one more time. WSDI 847. WIUG 48, copy. All right, I guess it's not out there. WIUG 48, clear.
WRUG 488 from WSBM 993. Heard you in there, Jack. Just wanted to jump in and say hi real quick. Nothing more, nothing less. You take care of yourself. A good evening, my friend. WSBM 993.
Well, oh, thank you, Chad. No problem at all. Anyhow, how you doing? I've been busy a little bit around the house and all that, and trying to get things square before the winter time, so I've been very busy, that's why.
Yeah, roger that, definitely, for sure. I hear you on that, man. It's been getting starting to get a lot cooler out now, so yeah, definitely, I hear you. Yeah, doing okay, my friend. Like I said, I heard you in there, just wanted to jump in and say hello real quick, so we'll definitely be in touch, and you have yourself a good evening there, Jack. Always good to talk to you and hear from you. WSBM 993 on the mobile will be clear.
Okay, good talking to you. Take care. I know you're driving a little bit crinkling, but that's okay. Don't worry about that. You're sounding good. That's what it counts. Anyhow, take care. Have a good evening. WIUG 48. WSDI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WSDI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear. WSDI 847. WSDI 847. WIUG 48, copy.
WRUG 488, WRFX 966.
I'm doing pretty good. Just got done golfing a little bit ago, and I'm going to stop by at Coney Island and get me something to eat before I have to go home and go to bed. Roger.
Yeah, roger that. That's good. Yeah, you're right. Get something to eat before you go to bed. You're right about that. I haven't got anything to eat. I was outside all day with that nice weather out there. I had to work on a couple of those snow blowers make sure they work. One of them, it gave me a little bit of hell, but maybe tomorrow it will start. I had to clean up all that stuff out there from it.
Well, you're way ahead of me. I haven't even thought about the snow blowers yet. I'm still trying to get my motorcycle trip in.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? I haven't seen you too long on that motorcycle. I only see you once, and that was it.
Well, if it wasn't for working, I'd have rode it to the last couple of breakfasts. But, you know, got to take the good with the bad, and if it threatens rain, I leave it in the garage. Roger.
Roger, but you're sounding good. I don't know what you have there, that Motorola. Is that what you have out there?
This is a Motorola XTL 2500 mobile. It's in my truck, and I am talking into Mount Clemens, and I am turning a corner on 2 Gratiot from 696 right now.
And that sounds excellent, really. There's nothing going on with it. Even when you turn, it doesn't do nothing at all. It sounds like, you know, you're sitting by me here, really. These other mobiles out there, you can hear the car going like that, you know what I mean? But not this one.
Yeah, well, I've talked to Wally and Sean both on the P25 and a couple of them on FBI. And I have talked to a couple people out here on GMRS. Everybody says it sounds great, so I'm liking the way it's working.
I don't blame you. No, it really works good. It never changes anyhow. I heard you this morning out there on the GM. They had a problem. You know, I called 3 times. And the 4th time, that's when they got me.
I know I heard 2 of the times somebody was keying with you, but yeah, they were saying they're having a little bit of issue with the GM repeater.
Yeah, they do. And I heard they have to take it down because they turn the Renaissance or something like that. That's what I heard. But really, 3-4 times this morning, Then one guy answered from a GM here, GM Club. He told them, yeah, they having a problem with the All-Star note on that repeater, you know, the reflector this morning.
Yeah, well, I got through pretty easy this morning, but it wasn't that bad for me. I called out twice. And the 3rd time they heard me. So, yeah, you know, you don't hear the other person that keys with you, of course, because you're keyed up. So, yeah, like I said, 2 times you were definitely doubled with. The 3rd time, I don't know why he didn't hear you, because the person that I heard with you was, you were stepping all over him. So, I don't know. But, yeah, no, I got another new radio that I started playing with yesterday. So I now have a VHF P25 radio.
That's good. So you haven't got to the SF yet, right?
No, I'm still playing around with the HTs and this mobile. And that's about all I've been playing around with, and then I've been working 6 days a week all of a sudden, so time's limited.
Now you gotta work this Saturday coming up too?
No, I'm up north this weekend. I got a Landowners Association meeting, and typically it's the last hoorah of summer, so yeah, we go up north for this long weekend, 3-day weekend.
Is that the holiday coming up,
this weekend?
Yes, sir. It's Labor Day this weekend.
Yeah. You know, I don't know, I might come up there by Flint or maybe Saginaw, because there's going to be an RV show over there on the 5th and the 6th and the 7th. So I might come up on the 6th or 7th, because they said they have a good deal there, and I'm trying to, you know, to make up my mind what I want to do or not. But they showed on TV the lowest one was $79 a month.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to get Mama to agree to buy one, but right now she doesn't want to. I want to get one of those toy haulers so I can put my Harley in the back and we can go down south when it starts getting cold around here and at least do a little bit more riding while we're down south.
That will be a good vacation that way. It really is. Stay in the RV and drive around on the motorcycle down south.
Well, that's what I keep telling her. It'd be the best way to see the south is on the back of on the motorcycle. So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I'll keep working on her till at least I get what I want, or I can't ride the motorcycle anymore. One or the other.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. And I'm glad you stayed with the 2 meter and 70 centimeter. I mean, this is fourth day. There's hardly anybody out there at 10 meter, 20, 40. 40 is about 4 or 5 people out there, and that's it. There's nothing going on out there. I'm glad you are where you are right now.
Yeah, well, around here, I'm definitely going to stay with this. Like I said, I might end up with the 10 meter radio and see if I can, you know, work across the big waters, but yeah, it's predominantly where I'm going to be around here for sure.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? I have not been studying at all. I've been so busy between families, go over here, go over daughter's house, go over here, and you know, I've been really busy. But I mean, today was all day work here at the house. And it's not the end of it either.
Nope, I get it. I gotta close the pool. That water's getting awfully doggone cold. I'll do that after the holiday weekend and whatnot. But anyways, Jack, I'm at my location. I'm gonna go run inside, grab me some food real quick. I will definitely talk at you later. WRFX 966, I'll be clear on your final.
Hi, Brian. Good talking to you. And have a good evening. And go have fun at work. I know it's not fun, but make it as a fun at work. Anyhow, take care. And you have a good evening. WIEG 38.
WSJK 393 monitoring.
WSJI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
WIUG-48 is clear.
WSIL-946, this is WSAB-841, do you copy? No copy, 946, this is WSAB-841, clear and monitoring.
Station 847, station 847, WIUG-48, copy. Let's try it one more time. Station 847. Station 847. WIUG-48, copy. WIUG-48, clear.
WSFY-587, WSFY-587, listening, whoever want to talk.
WSBM-993 monitoring.
WSFY-587. This is James Collins from Highland Park. I will be in Teal. Teal PM. AM, I mean. 12 AM. For whoever want to talk, because I'm bored, we'll be listening if anybody wants to chat with me. WSFY-587.
Hello, James out there, Highland Park, WSBM-993. How are you tonight?
Doing good. How about you? What you been up to all day? Anything fun or did anything?
Come back on that again, James. I'm sorry.
Did you did anything fun?
Anything fun? No, not really. Just been chilling, hanging out. You know, that's pretty much about it. What about you?
Really, I was back and forth, Detroit to downtown, to Mesonet Heights, to Royal Oak, doing DoorDash. That's basically it.
Yeah, copy that. DoorDash, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I do DoorDash too every once in a while from time to time as well. Not as much as I used to, but I'm assuming down in your area there, it's really a good, busy, you know, really, you know, jumping and busy pretty good down there, I'm guessing.
A little bit, but they don't get you much in tips, and they don't pay you so good down here in Detroit. You get less money. Well, I do. I don't know about everybody else, but every time I do that, I get less money.
Yeah, copy that. What was your call sign again, James? I'm going to write it down in my call log, by the way. Can I get your numbers again real quick?
Sure. It's WSFY-587. WSFY-587.
WSFY-587?
Correct.
Then you're over in Highland Park, correct?
Yes. You are correct.
do that, James. Well, you're in trouble getting back, my friend. It was good talking to you. We'll definitely do it again. Take care. Have yourself a good evening. And hopefully we'll talk again soon sometime. My name is Chad, Charlie Henry Alpha Delta. Call sign is Whiskey Sam Bravo Mike 993. Located over in Saginaw, Michigan.
Yeah.
You have yourself 11, a good evening. WSBM 993 will be mine.
11 a.m. or 12 p.m. I was outdoor dashing. Downtown is mostly is the big spot for me. I've been getting $15 to $16 order. In Detroit, I've been getting just $5, $10 orders. But where I was door dancing today, I just passed the water, the Detroit water, and it was looking beautiful down there.
Copy that, James. Well, you have yourself a good night. It was good talking to you. We'll do it again, my friend. You take care, and be safe out there. WSBM 993.
Copy. Hope to hear from you again soon. WSFY 587. Clear. Listening. If anybody else want to talk. I will be on until 12 a.m.
James, 587, WSAL 946, you copy me?
This is WSFY 587, go ahead, copy?
Yeah, I sure do. Did you, we talked, a week back or something, did you get a new antenna for your radio?
Not yet, but I'm definitely getting it next week, probably Friday or Thursday.
Well, you sounded pretty good tonight. Maybe you're closer to that Detroit repeater, I don't know.
I don't know either, but I'm getting used to using the GMRS. I'm still learning, but I got a lot memorized how to use it. I'm just still trying to figure out how to program it and stuff. But I'm not giving up.
Well, you know, as long as you can hit the repeaters local to you, like Mount Clemens and Detroit, that's pretty much all you need to do. You're sounding pretty darn good today.
Thank you so much. I hear you loud and clear, too. But how was your day so far?
Well, it's winding down. It is winding down. I'm going to have a little snack here and hit the pillows, I think.
I just ate dinner. I ate a steak from Texas Roadhouse, mashed potatoes, and a Greek salad, and I'm just sitting down in my bed waiting to go to sleep. Well, I take that back. I'm getting ready to go to sleep, I mean.
Yeah, sure. I'm thinking a little ice cream and then go to sleep. WSAL 946 for ID.
This is WSFY 587. Hear you. I just got done eating ice cream too, by the way. Probably a couple minutes ago, I ate chocolate ice cream.
Well, I'm going to get into that ice cream, James. I'm going to let you go here.
Good talking to you. You sounded good. WSAL 946. I'm going to go clear.
WSFY 587. Hope to speak to you soon one day. This is WSFY587 listening. Whoever else wants to speak.
Hey, 841, you out there, bud? WSAL 946.
Hey there, 946, this is WSJB 841, how's it going?
Oh, not bad. Not bad, really. How about you? How you holding up here, bud?
Oh, I'm doing pretty all right, I guess. Yeah, cause I decided to just completely stop taking all the pain meds, like even the over-the-counter stuff they were telling me to take. And I had a pretty decent walk yesterday. I walked about almost 2 miles. It took me 2.5 hours. But it kind of whooped me today, so I've been a little on the lazier side. But, yeah, what have you been up to?
Well, hold on, man. I just got into some ice cream, and I had a mouthful there.
Can't say I blame you one bit there, bud. What kind of ice cream are you breaking into?
This is, Snickers. I think it's Breyers. Yeah, it is Breyers Snickers. Walmart carries it. You know, I'll do a pickup grocery order from them, you know, every once in a while. Convenient.
Yeah, that's a pretty solid choice. I'd like to say when I was younger, even though I'm not super old, but I used to have freeze Snickers and just chomp on them. They pretty well used to be my favorite, but they're a sugar rush anymore.
Well, I got a favorite. It's Baby Ruth. I mean, I love those.
Those, when I was little, I used to like them a lot. I don't think I've had one in quite some time. Those in, paydays.
The flow in the ocean here. I like a little chocolate in it. You know, they have a payday. It's also like chocolate dips. It's like a payday with chocolate all around it. Those are pretty tasty.
My favorite these days is getting the Reese's, like, eggs and Christmas trees and tossing those in the freezer. Because I feel like the peanut butter is a little different in those. And it basically tastes like ice cream out of the freezer. It's pretty solid.
Don't even get me started about peanut butter. I've been a huge fan all my life.
Lifelong fan, huh? Yeah, I don't do ice cream as much anymore. I still get a Blizzard every once in a while, but the lactose doesn't do too well for me, so I stay away when I have the fortitude.
The intestinal fortitude.
Yeah, it's not what it used to be. So I gotta be a little more selective about my battles anymore, and more often than not, I just skip over DQ. And I don't typically buy much ice cream anyway, because I can't eat it fast enough. It starts to get, you know, freezer burned and stuff.
Yeah, I copy that. I don't eat a whole lot of this stuff. Chocolate. I love all that. Peanut butter now, yeah. But all the chocolatey and the sweet. I gotta take a step back once in a while to stop. Don't even buy that.
Yeah, I don't know when it happens for everyone, but it seems like everybody experiences some shift where all the things that you love start to hate you, or at least for me.
Yeah, me too, like a bunch of wives.
Yeah, that, ice cream, roller coasters, but yeah, I mean, that makes the list too.
Oh yeah, roger that. Well, hey, I'm gonna hunker down here and clean this bowl up, get my butt in bed. Great talking to you, man. You know, keep healing up. You can do it.
Yeah, thanks, Ralph. Always good to hear from you. Hope that ice cream treats you right through the night. But yeah, always a pleasure. Have a great night, and we'll talk again soon. This is WSJB 841, clear and monitoring.
WSJB